I will not change my mind. This is perfect timing. It's divine order. Thank you, brothers.
It always is. I'll see you on the flip. And here's our buddies.
Mr. Sun came up and he smiled at me. Said it's gonna be a good one, just wait and see. Jumped out of bed and I ran outside, feeling so extra satisfied. It's the best day. Before my eyes. Oh, soon this term moon will be shining bright, and the best day ever's gonna last all night.
Best day ever gonna last all night now.
It's the best day.
What a delight you are, Leo. What a delight you are. What a master you are. I will never get over you and your talents, my brother, and I'm so grateful. And I will remind those who may not remember or inform those who have never been informed about me and that statement, it's the best day ever. I've been doing that now for, oh my God, it has to be couple of decades, perhaps, or maybe a decade and a half. It occurred to me one morning when I woke up that I had been letting the day tell me what it was. I would sometime have a day that told me it was a trying day. And so I identified it as being a trying day. I agreed. And I really hoped, and I sent out an affirmation that perhaps tomorrow would be less trying, easier, smoother in every way, but less trying. Some of my days informed me that they were a sad day. They perhaps were a day that I received some news that was unwelcome, perhaps some news that went against a prayer request that I was making or a hope that I was holding. And so when my hope didn't turn out to be what I wished it to be, or something that appeared to be the wrong answer to my prayer request that I was putting up came forth into my experience, I would hear the day say, I am a sad day. And I would hope that tomorrow would not be nearly as sad. Perhaps tomorrow I would receive some news that a prayer request that I had sent forth was answered in just the way I had desired it to be. I had other days that informed me that I was living in an experience of lack and limitation. The day informed me this way because I would meet an experience where I would not find myself in the moment able to afford something that I desired that day. Or perhaps something would break down. Perhaps the guy filling up my gasoline in my car would say, "Have you noticed that your tires are getting very bald? It's time you get four new tires." And upon hearing that, I would say, "Oh my Lord, my tires are $200 a piece." So out of nowhere, the universe has informed me on this day that I have to come up with $800 unexpectedly. And in the evening, I would remember that. And perhaps I would send a prayer to the universe that tomorrow would not be a day with an appearance of lack or limitation in my life. I've had some days that informed me that I was fragile, that I was the body and the body was ill, that I was the body and the body was sore, that I was the body and the body could not move like it did in years gone by. And sometimes I might, at the end of the day, hope that tomorrow would be a day where I would feel more vim, vigor, and vitality. But please, not a day that informed me that the years are passing, that I'm getting old, and that this bodysuit that I am in is fast approaching its date of being at its end. Well, that became very tiring, as some of you may know. A tiring thing to ask the tomorrow to be different from the today, to be more filling, more joyous. It occurred to me one morning, do not let the day inform you of what it is going to be or what it is. You inform the day. And so now, for all these many, many years, I have been telling the day what it is. The first words out of my mouth, it's the best day ever. And most importantly, I follow it with, and I will not change my mind. It will not matter if I find myself exhibiting the appearance of lack or limitation. It will not matter what's going on in my body. It will not matter whatever may come and whatever may be. I had made a declaration. It's the best day ever, and I will not change my mind. I did this by choice. I chose to inform the day what it would be for me. And it's always a great, great blessing to me to once again have "Use Me" sung. And Marie Ann and my sister Pam and my sister Tony, you sang it so beautifully today. And this I do not wait for any Sunday morning with my family here at Unity of New York to send forth out of my mouth. As I leave my home, I remember to remember to say, "Use me, O God, I stand for you. Use my life, use my hands, use my mouth, use everything about me in the service of forwarding heaven on planet Earth, in the service of brightening someone's moment of an encounter with me. It's a moment to remember who I am and whose I am. Use me, O God." There's so many things that we are blessed to remember together here at Unity of New York. So many, many glad reminders of how we can make choices that work to bring us greater and greater joy, how we can make choices that keep us in our experience of being in our power, how we can make choices that will forward peace and love on planet Earth. You know, it's very clear that we do not choose each and every experience that comes to us. We do not choose what goes on in the surround. We do not choose necessarily what our friends and our family members and our loved ones are going to be going through, or we ourselves. There we may not have much matter of choice, but in our inner experience, we have all the choice. I've said many times, it's not what they do or they did. It's what I do and what I did with what they do or they did. It's not what she did. It's what I did with what she did. It's not what they are doing, whoever the they are. It's what I'm doing with what they're doing. And here I have choice. We know that we are living in our choices, and our choices are very important. And my choice for yesterday, that it's the best day ever and I will not change my mind, does not cover my today. And therefore I choose each day to begin my day with that affirmation spoken with sincerity and followed through, mind you, because we know that the universe will test us. If I say it's the best day ever, I will many times be tested with something that goes differently than I had planned, of something that might appear to be lack or limitation, might appear to be aging of the body, might appear to be anything that looks less than the full blessing of the Almighty One showered down on me, running through me in each and every moment. I choose not to change my mind. You know, Leo, your wonderful gift of song and the wonderful illustrated gift that you put with your music, what you do live on stage with your little puppet guy, so filled with a song of gratitude, song with an attitude of gratitude. It's the best day ever. For the very first time today, upon hearing it, I was struck by the line, spent the last 2 hours just tying my shoe. And I can remember my dad, near the end of his life term here in the incarnation that he was experiencing and living out. I remember that he had a tube that was put in a hole in his throat. He was a preacher who wasn't able to preach. For many months now, he had had to write notes rather than speaking because he couldn't. And I went into his room, and there he was, weeping, with his shoes on and untied. He was bent over. He was barely able to breathe during this time of his lifetime. And he had been trying to tie his shoes. I don't know if it was for 2 hours, but it was for a while. And he wrote me a note saying, "Can't even tie my shoes." I said, "Daddy, does that make you sad?" And he wrote down, "It's just what is. No sad, just knowing it's what is. My dad was choosing what is. And he taught me in many ways not to argue with what is. It is when I argue with what is that it becomes a problem or an upset. Just be with what is. I do not have as much pep in my step as I did one day in years gone by. I do not argue with that. I choose what is. I walk as steadily as I can and as quickly as I can when it's necessary. And I stroll when I have time to stroll. And while I'm strolling, I am marveling at the beauty of the world. Choosing what is a powerful thing. Arguing with what is a pitiful thing. We, you, and I are living in our choices. And one great thing I love about unity, and one thing I love greatly about the five principles upon which this worldwide ministry rests and stands, is that it has informed me in principle number two that I am living my choices. I'm living the choices of what I choose to believe, what I choose to think, what I choose to anticipate, what I choose to intend. Just to have been informed that my experience of this thing called life is based upon my choice of what I say it is, and therefore experience it to be. Wow. Let me be honest with you. I do not need or require to simply say it's the best day ever and I will not change my mind upon awakening in the morning. I find that I am invited to re-speak it a number of times throughout the day based on circumstances, conditions, and encounters. I am clear when I need to be reminded and when I need to affirm the truth that sets me free once again. It is not just when I leave the house to go out into the greater world that I remind myself to request of the Almighty One, use me, O God. Use me. There are moments throughout the day where I'm clear that my speaking that affirmation and remembering to be devoted to it, to its occurrence, to its experience in and through me, many times where I open my mouth or speak within quietly with eyes closed, use me, O God. I'm here for you. Yes, choice is a powerful thing. You know, the slogan of the United Negro College Fund is always near and dear to my mind and my heart. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, I know that to be true, for I, like some of you, have wasted my mind on more occasions than I can count and found it a pitiful thing to do, to make choices based on reactivity, to choose to be a machine with buttons all over, to choose to allow others to push a button and get a response, that it's more a reactive reaction. Push my happy button, and I will smile and be happy. Push my impatient button, and I will be impatient. Push my angry button, and you will find me winning an Oscar for my performance at being an angry black man. Yes, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I waste it less and less and less and less moments of this gift of a lifetime. I'm grateful to still be in the land of the living. On October 16th, I will have completed 72 years on a beautiful, beautiful blue marble called planet Earth. A place where I have an opportunity every day and in every way make choices that work in behalf of my own peace and in behalf of the peace of others. Be conscious of the choices you are making. And remember along with me that none of us are stuck. We are not stuck in our choices. We can always simply choose again and choose again and choose again. If I find that I have been stuck in choosing to identify as the victim of someone or something, I remember I'm not stuck here. Simply passing through. I will continue to put one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot, marching on through this valley of the appearance that I, a child of God, composed of God, could be the victim of anyone's doings or sayings or anything in my surround. And so I choose again, and then again, and yet again. Choice is a powerful thing. And everything about my inner experience is a matter of choice. The scripture reference, which I extended to Brit, I'm sorry, I extended it to Leo, so that he could get it in the program for you all. It's one of my favorites. It is not just a scripture that I have read. It's a scripture that I hear often spoken to me and through me. Carlos Wayne. Yes, you. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. To me, this means choose, Carlos, to be in service to joy and peace and love and harmony. Choose to be in a place of an attitude of gratitude. Choose to remember and to declare that it's the best day ever. Choose to continue in your desire to be used by God, the absolute good, source of all good. Choose. I like that it says this day, because I've said before, my choices of yesterday, I'm living in somewhat, but it's the choices that I make here and now, today, that inform my experience for the rest of the day, throughout the evening and the night. They will bring me into a tomorrow where I must choose again to know. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. Yes, brothers and sisters, It's a matter of choice. I am either experiencing an experience of being in heaven or an experience of being in hell by choice. I am either happy or am I sad by a matter of choice. I am either excited or bored as a matter of choice. I'm looking at that Chinese coin with the same image on both sides, with two different interpretations to the same image. One interpretation being danger, another interpretation being opportunity. The choice is up to me. It's the same image. It is what I say it is. When I look at my life and its circumstances, I know it is what I say it is, what I choose it to be. When I look at me, myself, Carlos Wayne Anderson, I know I am who I choose to say I am. And each one of you are who I choose to say you are. Again, I'll repeat, choice is a powerful thing. Let's choose the high road. Let's choose the heavenly way, the holy way. Let's choose to rejoice and be glad. As for me and my house, has the metaphysical meaning, me and my consciousness. As for me and my state of mind, by choice, I choose to serve the highest good, the Lord of my being. I'm so glad. I choose to love you one by one and name by name. And I choose to be grateful for the gift of being able to be a part of this holy, powerful, spiritual family called Unity of New York. And I choose to be done speaking, and to close my eyes and to meditate. And so I will. Do I want the problem? Or do I want the answer? That's always what's up for me. Do I want to be right? Or do I want to be happy? That's always my choice, you see. And whatever I choose to choose is what will always be. Do I want to wake up from the dream of sorrow with every care behind? Am I willing to stand and stand again? In love and peace with everyone, I'll need a made-up mind. For whatever I choose to choose, that's what I'll always find. Today is my moment of choice. Today I choose again. Will I serve fear or will I serve love? I choose to serve love. Will I choose to feel powerless? Or will I choose to know I am the power of God? I choose today to know I am the power of God. This is my day of choice. This is my moment of choice. Again, I ask of myself, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's always what's up for me. I choose to be happy. Choice is a powerful thing. I choose again and again and again and yet again to know the light of God surrounds me, for I am the light of God. The love of God enfolds me, for I am the love of God. The power of God protects me, for I am the power of God. The presence of God watches over me, for I am the presence of God made flesh, living as me. This I choose to believe.
Don't be afraid of the dark. Nothing is gonna hurt you. The shadows you see will turn out to be just shadows. Believe me, don't you be scared of the night. Everything's gonna be alright. The sun's gonna rise and you'll be surprised how beautiful things are in a different light. A different light can change the way you look at things. A different light can alter what you see. Fear turns to relief. Joy replaces grief. Doubt becomes belief in a different light. When you're alone in your bed, frightening thoughts can dance in your head. Something you fear or something you hear in the darkness can scare you. Things that go bump in the night sometimes can give you a terrible fright. But it's all in your mind, and you're going to find the world is looking bright in a different light. A different light can change the way you look at things. A different light can alter what you see. A chair, no goblin on the stair. You'll see there's nothing there in a different light. So close your eyes and dream sweet dreams and feel the love that's all around you. Nothing scary. Gone. The day's about to dawn. I promise you, you're gonna be alright. You're gonna see the world. Thank you.